So I guess we do our Heat predictions in the post show.
I'm saying someone's got to hold the
Atta boy. Come on, Billy. Get us accountable here, Billy.
The only thing we have right now is Ron McGill saying Heat in seven. This is the post game show. I have no idea if we're recording or not. We're going to go around the horn here. Roy, you're up first. Who do you have in this series?
I got Heat in seven.
Wow. Okay. Heat in seven for Roy.
You know Anthony? What? Oh, Anthony. Okay, go ahead.
Sticking with my original pick from last series, I'm going to go Celtics in five for the old reverse jinx.
Wow. Reverse jinx. How about you really mean it? I mean, it's weird.
It's interesting, Chris? Coming from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm going to say Heat in six.
Wow. Okay.
Not really a limb. Is that a limb?
No one's learning anything from you, Stugatz. Greg, who do you have?
Nope. I've got Heat in five.
Oh, okay. Heat in five. Ooh. All right. You know what? I'm going to go now. I'm going to say Heat in four. I'm just going to go ahead and own that one. Mike, who do you have in this series?
I don't want to make a prediction yet. I don't know.
I mean, it what starts in 4 hours.
I don't know.
Are you going to do this?
I don't
what
know.
Do you, what,
are you doing right? predictions after the series?
I don't know who wins. It's a toss-up for me. I much rather would have seen Toronto.
Ooh,
as a
toss-up.
Heat fan.
Let's get a coin.
Yeah. Flip a coin. And I guess you can call it heads or tails, and I'll go with that team because I don't know who wins.
I don't have a coin. Does anyone carry coins anymore?
I mean, what is a coin?
Flipping a coin is an
what is this? No. Why are you not going to make a pick? Make a pick.
Get off the fence, Ryan.
I don't know who wins. Maybe
no
you guys
one knows who
me.
Wins. That's how this works. Mike knows.
In all the other times he's made predictions, Mike knows who's going to win. This time, he's undecided.
Yeah,
he had the Bucks in six last series, so he doesn't know. Just make a pick.
I don't want to be wrong again. I think I've nailed most of my predictions, even though I was wrong. But I quickly walked it back after I saw the first game. I changed my pick to the Heat. So,
I just have you down as annoying. Okay, yeah. Dan, who's your pick?
I am going to take the Miami Heat in triple overtime of Game 7.
Wow. Very specific prediction.
Triple overtime.
Amazing. Who hits the shot? Who hits the shot? I
want
to hear who hits the shot.
I don't want it. If you tell me that's happening, just give it to the Celtics. I don't want it. I don't want to live through that.
Then I'll ask you how much fun it was while you were in it.
Yeah. Ooh, did you have fun? No, I don't want to do
all
this.
All right. Those were the series predictions. Now we do bold predictions.
Wait, hold on. We didn't get Stugatz yet because Stugatz has gone back and forth a couple times. Here's Stugatz.
Oh, I have the Celtics in four.
Wow.
Yep, the Celtics in four. Yes. They will they will win on the Heat's home court with the computerized logos on the floor.
If you want an accurate prediction, I believe if we go back a segment, he picked the Celtics in 4, 6, and 7. So
yep, and I have the Heat in 4, 6, and 7 as well. Who has Heat in 5? That's Greg Cody's. Okay.
I have Heat in six. My bold prediction is that Tyler Hero will be the closer in one of these games for the Heat. Wow. He will have hit a big shot late.
Do you think it will be the triple overtime game, game 7? Do you think it will be that one?
Horrible prediction.
Wait a minute, Mike. You're not allowed to comment on anyone else's horrible prediction.
What? Just because I think I'll have a bold prediction. Here's my bold prediction. I still don't want to make a prediction on the series because I don't know who's going to win. My bold prediction is that Bam is going to guard Jason Tatum a lot this series.
All right.
That is pretty bold.
Here's my bold prediction. Udonis Haslem will do something of significance.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Little contribution. Big spot. Perhaps triple overtime.
It's the opposite of a bold prediction. Here's an easy prediction from me. Marcus Smart is going to annoy everyone.
That's what he does.
Immediately.
Everyone.
I got a bold prediction. It's more a career prediction than it is for this series. Jason Tatum will win more NBA titles as a Celtic than Larry Bird did. How about that?
Wow. Okay, that is a bold prediction. It also doesn't mean anything because he's been telling you for 3 years that Tatum's going to be better than Durant. Tony, what do you have?
Right. Bold prediction, boys. and this is crazy because it's happened so many times. But Andre Iguodala is not going to foul somebody on a three-point shot this series. That's my
prediction. You're lying. Get out of here. You liar.
I have another bold prediction, if I may. All these things seem very plausible and really not that bold. Here's a bold prediction. the fire alarm's going to go off one of these games. Okay, wow. Keep an eye out for that.
Wow, I like that.
Well, my bold prediction was going to be, and is going to be now, as I continue my grief eater thread from the show today, I'm predicting that COVID is going to impact this series.
Wow. See, there you're talking about.
Good one. Yeah. Good one.
I like that. I like that. That's a bold prediction.
It really is bold. Yes.
Yeah. Very proud. I like this. I'm feeling very good. I'm good at the bold prediction.
Here's another bold prediction. Someone's going to, like, someone on the coaching staff is going to be on crutches. Like, there's going to be an accident walking down the stairs from the hotel room, and like, Brad Stevens is going to be coaching from crutches. How about that?
This is amazing. What a series we're in store for if it goes Dan's way. COVID at a triple overtime game seven.
A coach is going to be celebrating by throwing up his crutches.
I've got a bold one, too. I like where we're headed here. We're moving here. There's momentum here. I've got Spo and Brad Stevens getting into a physical altercation at some point.
All right, excellent. Hold on
Billy,
a second.
The keys there.
Billy, why are you shaking your keys? I don't think we can hear that. You've been shaking your keys.
Everybody knows what that sound means. Dan, it's time for the keys to game one.
Yeah.
Dan, what keys is your to the key game. To game one?
Wait, who wins that fight between Spo and Brad Stevens?
Oh, that's Spo, are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Brad Stevens, I think. I don't know.
He's not a fighter.
He's a lover.
What are you talking about? Yes, he's going to hit Spo over the head with a textbook.
I've only seen one of those two coaches at Sambar 20 years ago, and it was Eric Spoelstra.
I know. I think Stevens is sneaky strong, though. I mean, seriously. What? I do.
Think he plays dirty.
I read a story that
he
he's ripped. Yeah.
He does play dirty. He's going to do a low blow.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Which NBA coach you think is the best lover?
Oh, what? Dear God.
Spo.
Oh, Doc Rivers.
Dear God.
It's post-game show, baby. Let's get wacky.
I think my key to game one is finishing strong. Whoever finishes the strongest today will take game one.
Hey, man.
Quinn Snyder.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to go good. Lloyd Pierce.
Steve Clifford.
No.
No way.
No, come on. No. Now you've gone too far. What do you think, Pornhub?
Popovich.
Oh,
old timer.
I think that's the only other coach you can name off the top of your head, really.
Ridiculous.
You want to play the game with Cody? How many coaches you can name?
Let's go. Let's go, Greg. Name as many NBA coaches.
I said Popovich.
Yeah,
name another.
Let's go. Over, under, eight.
Hold on. Okay.
No. No Celtics. Hold no
on.
Heat.
Hold on. Let's Hold do on. This. Just everyone.
Make sure he's not Googling.
Clear out. Keep an eye on him.
I'm not going to take a quiz.
I will not play your game.
I don't want to offend other quizes.
That's
Come on.
That's his move. That yes. is his move.
Greg Cody, let's start naming NBA coaches. Just go for
Red
as
Auerbach.
Red
Current
Auerbach.
Day NBA coaches.
Just try it, Greg.
That haven't been named already. Go.
What, current coaches?
Yeah, current.
current NBA coaches that have not been named.
You name Popovich, okay? We name Spo. We name Brad Stevens.
He knows Kerr. He knows D'Antoni.
Stop
him.
He
knows Kerr, Doc of course. Rivers. Steve Brett Kerr. Brown.
Doc
Rivers. Budenholzers of the world.
Mike D'Antoni. Budenholzer.
Dwayne Casey.
Lederhosen.
Oh, jeez. Dwayne Casey. Love her.
Floyd Pierce. Google it. Tell me.
Well,
I'm wrong.
No, maybe
Brendan Malone.
No, maybe Dwayne Casey. Maybe Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Casey is a lovemaking machine.
Right.
Experience from many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Makes some sparks when there's friction.
Yeah. Old school. Like put on music.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. It's not even jazz. He's going blues. Right. He's going deep blues.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the music's playing already in the apartment. Yeah. It's always playing.
It's like aggressive jazz.
No, but it's playing in the woman's heart. Is what's happening.
Right,
it's not playing.
It's a type of jazz music that has someone going, skip it up.
Charlie Parker.
Skip it up.
I don't understand how Roy had so much conviction about his nomination. Like, Roy got in there just aggressively said that Doc Rivers was good at making love.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got NBA son right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you got the proof.
NBA.
Yeah. name the proof, you know.
Did you
see that funny moment with Doc Rivers' son, though, by the way? Because he threw the ball in frustration, but it accidentally went off LeBron's head, and LeBron thought for a split second that Austin Rivers did it on purpose, and he turned to Austin Rivers like he was going to f*** him up, and Austin Rivers freaked out and was so apologetic, and LeBron knew right away how sorry Austin Rivers. I have a hard time apologizing and conveying how truly sorry I am. I'm not believable. If I could tap into the talent that Austin Rivers had to convey how
wasn't
deeply
it just fear?
Sorry.
Wasn't it just fear?
He saw it in his eyes and he backed off right away. And you could tell he was heated. LeBron started doing like the Brock Lesnar like trap thing. Like, it was crazy.
So wait a minute. We haven't seen LeBron bare his teeth like that very much.
Dude, Austin Rivers wanted none of the smoke. None at all. Like that looked like very serious for a millisecond.
That is funny. Greg Cody, what are you excited about tonight? You didn't get enough run on the show today. We didn't use you enough. What are you excited about tonight?
I don't know who's going to win this series, and I haven't felt like that. I felt like they were definitely going to beat Indiana. I felt like they were the definite underdog against Milwaukee.
Say it. You can't even say it. I thought they were going to lose against the Bucks. You can't even say it. Homer Greg Cody, a local parochial columnist, can't even get it out. Say it.
Say what?
I thought they were going to lose against the Bucks.
Well, I predicted they were going to win, but I thought they
he literally can't lose. Say it.
He can't do it. He can't do it. He's such a homer.
First series of three that I think that they honestly, I don't know. It's just even.
Greg, I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to answer, or you're about to answer, but who did you pick between the Patriots and the Dolphins this weekend?
I picked the Patriots.
Okay. Good That's pick. The only time you do that. The only time I feel like you consistently pick against any of the local teams is when the Dolphins are playing the Patriots. I think
That's
otherwise.
Probably not true.
Greg, I think we'd all be remiss not to ask, how's PFPI going for you this season?
Very remiss.
Well, you know, the 33rd had a rough opener. Greg's Lobos fell 139 to 109. We just had a nightmare. We had like five starters underperform based on projections. And the big thing was my number one draft pick is Michael Thomas. And
I feel like he was asking you about PFPI, the Pick'ems League.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a rough start for Greg's Lobos as well. We stumbled in at 8-8. We had a real rough week. We did get a unique hit. We were the only one in the league to pick the Packers upset of the Vikings. But other than that, it's a rough start for the Bows. It's a rough start.
Mm. And since you asked, Billy, Chris's Critters had a unique hit, had the Washington football team, the only one to do it. So,
wow.
Yeah. And Chris's overall record was 7-9.
Who are you taking Dolphins Bills this weekend?
You know, I haven't weighed in on that yet. I don't know. Mm. I'm inclined to take Buffalo, but, you know, we'll see. Josh Allen was pretty impressive in that opener. And I had my doubts about him. And their defense is the real deal. So, you know, Miami's better. I mean, they're better all over the field. But I do think Buffalo's one of those sneaky, you know, just outside the top 10 type teams.
Here's another bold prediction. We're going to throw some zone at the Boston Celtics. See how they like that.
What are they going to do with a zone, Mike? I wonder.
Well, over the course of 130 possessions in the NBA, they've really struggled, coming in at less than 0.8 of a point per possession against those. So Miami did a couple times during the regular season. Keep an eye out for it. Sugats.
How many Celtics would you take before you took a Heat player? Like, what I'm asking is, would you take Jason Tatum over Jimmy Butler?
I would take Tatum, and then that's
best player on the floor is Tatum.
I would take Tatum, and then the game is over. Because then I'm taking all Heat players.
Even with Jaylen Brown there and Kemba Walker.
Yeah, I think Jaylen Brown's a nice player, a nice defender. I also think he's overrated some because he plays for Boston. Kemba can be mad inefficient sometimes. I'll fear Kemba in late game situations because he can get a shot off and he can make it over good defense. But Tatum is, I think, most GMs would pick Tatum. And then I'm going Bam Adebayo and then Jimmy Butler. Hell, I may, if we're also doing like the GM thing, looking at the future, probably go Tyler Hero.
I would. I think I'd go Tatum first. I think I'm with you on Jimmy Butler being second, and then Kemba would be third for me. So I think the Celtics.
I said Bam Adebayo would be second.
Okay, so I think the Celtics have two of the best three players on the court.
Okay, you're high on Jaylen Brown, I guess, right?
Well, no, I'm high on Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker. What about this playoffs from Kemba Walker? Have you seen that you really like?
I haven't really watched any of them in the playoffs. Yeah,
well,
so
I can't really get into it because there's no fans.
It's body of work for Kemba Walker. It's career achievements.
Career achievements. Yes. Are you going way back to college? Because there's no achievements in the NBA.
Listen, that Big East tournament he had at Madison Square Garden with Jimmy Calhoun as his head coach is one of the great runs I've ever seen any player have at any level doing anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. There was another Syracuse.
What so
was
Kemba.
It? Yeah. What was he at? McNamara? Jerry McNamara.
Oh, great run. Big East tournament. And then really into the NCAA tournament. No greater run ever made, though, than Danny Manning. And, Greg, you remember this. Danny Manning's run with Kansas through the NCAA tournament back in the day. I think it was maybe 88. One of the great runs of all time.
I do remember that. And Danny Manning's reputation has been living off that for about the last 30 years.
He won a six-man. I mean, I think he won a six-man.
Mike said Jaylen Brown is a nice player, and he's right. Who is the nicest player? Just a nice player.
In this series, I don't think you have like people that are...
No, I was talking about in the NBA. Jaylen Brown might be it in the NBA. Yeah, he's just a nice player.
Yeah. Hmm.
Jaylen Brown. Tobias Harris is a nice player.
No.
Okay. Right, who is a nice NBA player, though? Who is a nice NBA player? Is there? There has to be. Isn't there like a nicest? Isn't there some sort of award? Like
is Goran Dragic a nice player?
Well, he's adorable.
Goran Dragic is a nice player.
Yeah, he
is. Goran Dragic is nice,
both literally and figuratively.
Yeah. All right. Someone who's just notorious, known for being nice. I'm wondering who
that
is.
Yeah, but don't
you're
get under
literal. I was going like just nice. Player.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to
skill is nice.
Trying to approach it from Chris's perspective. Is George Hill a nice player?
He is.
George Hill's a nice player.
Nice player.
Do we mean average by saying nice? Do we mean an average player?
No, I think we mean slightly above.
Average. Better than average, yeah.
Slightly above. Like someone who's going to get a big contract if they're a free agent, that someone's going to be like, why do we pay that? Like Kent Bazemore was a nice player and then made too much money.
You're good at this game, Mike.
Hey, yeah, Kent Bazemore, nice player. Or at least Kent Bazemore from 4 years ago.
Bogdanovich from Utah.
Nice
player. I don't remember which Bogdanovich it is. There's like 10 Bogdanovich.
Any of them.
I think the Bogdanoviches are a nice player.
What about the guy that the Bucks let go? Brogdon.
Brogdon. Well, I think
he's above nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was 50, 60, 90. Yeah, that's better than nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Super nice.
What is 50, 60, 90?
Percentages.
50, 40, 90. 50, 40, 90.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
50, 60, 90, make him incredible. The greatest player ever.
Sorry. I was doing ascending.
Those are percentages.
What are you searching on Pornhub, Greg?
Nothing right now. Wait till I get off the air. Right. Maybe.
By the way, local hour callback, SkyMall.
You know what was super, super fun when I was a little kid? Going to the Sharper Image.
Oh, I loved it.
Nothing ever felt quite
on the chair.
Nothing quite felt like the Jetsons future, like a little trip over to the Sharper Image. And then as you get older, you realize, oh, there's a different tax bracket that shops at Brookstone.
But I'm with Chris. You sprint right to that massage chair, right? Because you get bored at the Sharper Image very quickly.
I always go to those massage chairs, but they are overrated. Like they don't feel that great. Yeah. They're like squeezing my calf, like too tough. Like they don't give great massages, those chairs.
Yeah.
But yes, you go to them.
The SkyMall thing that always sticks out at me is the hat that grows hair. Wow, I can wear this hat, hide my hair from the world, and also regrow it. There's no way that works, right?
Capulus?
You've seen it too.
I tried to get him on the air.
My favorite SkyMall thing was the face that you put in a tree. You know, where it's got the nose and two eyes.
I feel like Greg Cody's the kind of guy that's going to have one of those robotic fish that sing that's like hanging up on the wall.
Yeah, and then bass, all
of
a sudden,
the big mouth Billy Bass, one of those things.
Yeah. I actually used to have those in my pool.
Oh, my God.
Big mouth Billy
Bass. I had
Bass.
Like three of them. Yeah.
It's like an R&B tune from the 1970s.
Mike, I paid $21 in fines. My money is still sitting here. It was a week and a half ago. Can I take it?
No, I like the optics of it.
Okay. It's $21.
Lunch. Leave it up there. I like the optics of it. Good job on the Sueys, Chris. He left. All right, everybody.
I'm leaving now.
And I'll do it for us here on the local hour.
All right.
All right.
Local hour. Post-game.
We're tired.
Post-game. Come on.